Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Greetings and welcome to the Friday version of our program today. I'm so honored to be with you once again, sharing messages from those who are across the veil, from our guides and our teachers, and from the angels and the masters and everyone who wants to bring in the words of wisdom and guidance. I'm so honored that I can do this, and I'm so thankful to the guides that allow me to come into this place and to bring this message forward. And I'm just so blessed to have met the amazing people that I have met and talked to the amazing people in their situations and bringing in that love and light and healing and guidance and information that they have given us. And I want to say thank you to everyone who listens and to those who have emailed me and to those who have called and those who have been a part of this wonderful journey and this wonderful process. You can hear me, like we said on the introduction, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and you do want to check your local listing times. I also want to let you know we have some products that are on our website on whitewolfapril.com under products. There's some stuff in there that is going to help you on your growth, on your path, on overcoming habits, and helping you to learn to quiet your mind and learning how to relax. And those type of things are there for you, and we've created them with that blessing in mind, that the person who listens to them and the person who has them will be blessed beyond anything that they could imagine, and that it would be the love and light of Source that will come into their lives. And as we begin the program today, I wanted to share with you the message of celebrating life, seeing your inner beauty. The message that's been coming through this past week plus has been celebrate life. Celebrate your life. Don't just live your life, but celebrate it. Seeing life as a meditation, seeing yourself going through everything that's going on in our lives. I see I have a call from Michelle. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hello, April.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing? I think I talked to you a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
In regard to work.
Okay.
But I also now have a question. I just separated from my boyfriend.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if it's a temporary separation, and I know that things need to be changed and healed and processed, but do you see this relationship coming back together in the future?
If I remember the conversation and if I'm getting the connection with you that I believe I'm getting with you, they had said that you had the potential for marriage?
I had only talked to you about work, and so I
about work. Okay, it might have been another gal. I just was trying to see, you know, trying to make sure I'm getting the right connections and I'm getting the right clarity. When you were talking to me about work, were we talking about some of the financial strains that it was putting on the relationship?
I think you might have said something like that, yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that financial strain. I'm feeling that financial burden. It feels like you both need to step back and reevaluate where it is that your ultimate goal and your ultimate path is heading. It feels like you're kind of bumping into one another. rather than moving forward or you know, giving each other the right and the privilege to go the right directions. It's kind of like you're bumping into each other. I keep seeing bumping going on.
Yeah, that's very accurate, actually.
And what I'm seeing is when you split with this person, when you actually split, did you, the terms come through separate? Or I mean, not separate. Give me the words, guys. That this was just going to be a temporary situation? Or did you both just kind of walk through it and say, this has just got to be done?
It just had to be done.
Okay. I feel that there's one of you in the relationship that would like to see it as a temporary purpose, and that's why I'm asking if those words were verbalized or not. I'm not getting that it's necessarily in the highest good of each individual to try to reignite and reestablish something until there is some major changes within the financial dynamics. It's kind of like one is doing everything while the other's kind of not contributing.
No, we both seem to have been struggling.
Okay.
But
it just seems like one is bringing more than the other.
I'm the much more responsible one.
Okay.
Even though I struggle, I make sure that things are taken care of.
Right, and I think that's what I was feeling is that there needs to be a better balance. There needs to be a better...
I agree.
A better sharing of the load, I guess, is the word that I'm hearing in the direction that they're showing me. I'm also seeing that it is something that could be rekindled, but that it would have to be done after some major dynamics were changed within the financial positioning of each person's role, is what I'm hearing.
Do you see that actually being able to occur? Because that's been something that's been a long-standing issue.
On your part, I can see you being willing to go that extra mile. On the other person's part, I'm not seeing that as a huge possibility. I'm seeing it as, yes, you know, nothing is impossible. But what I'm seeing is that you will tend to carry that resource of responsibility much high, with a much higher integrity than the other person. And I'm not real sure that I see the other person willing to make the change to pick up that higher thought process, that higher connecting with it in that manner, like you do.
Got you.
And then it may just be more of a continual, you know, you could come together and then you'll get right back into that same spiral that goes, you know, downward rather than upward because it's not a balance. You don't have a balance, is what I'm seeing. You don't have a connected balance within the responsibility of seeing where everything is going. This is what I'm seeing. I'm just going to share what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be easier if you guys had a $100 bill in your hand and you knew that you needed $100 to pay your phone bill or $100 to go purchase an item that, yeah, you might need, but it's not like life and death, that you're going to look at it and say, I'm paying this phone bill, and I, you know, we need to do the responsibility with that end of it. But I see the other person saying, well, why can't we just put 50 on the phone bill and use the 50 to buy this?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of unbalance that I'm seeing that's going on, which creates a huge amount of stress for you. It creates a huge, it just puts you in a spiral that goes down, rather than an upward spiral of saying, wow, we got the phone bill paid, now we can work on blah, 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 blah. I see that as it pulls you downward, and that's a place that you don't necessarily want to go. You don't want to go back into that feeling of being sucked down the drain. They're showing me a physical, like a big kitchen sink drain. You don't want to feel like you're in that place anymore. And if you were going to try to rekindle that relationship, and if you were, you know, if they led you back into that place, or if you tend, the word that I'm getting is if you tend to get drawn back in or sucked back into that place, you really have to come to a balance on the finances because that's one of the hugest things that's affecting your relationship.
And what you're saying is that you don't see him evolving.
Not at the rate that you are, and that it would have to be something that would almost be like an agreed upon contract between the two of you. We need to work on this, and we need to make sure that we're doing this because we have to be responsible. And if you, you know, if there's a way that it could possibly be worked to the point where this person could become into lying, it's still going to, it's going to pull you back downward. Can the relationship go forward? It could. But do you want it to go forward and keep fighting the same battle?
No.
That's up to you, is what they're saying. It rests in your hands.
Got you. I guess I was just hoping someone could say, and in about 6 months, he'll have healed this and moved on.
He hasn't done it in years that he's old now, so
yeah.
It would be the type of thing that would have to be in a dynamics where you're not going to enter into a relationship argument. You know, it's really funny. You can sit and talk about money with your friends and with people that are, you know, like close sisters or, you know, that kind of thing in friendship, and you don't get that same type of reaction that you do when you sit down and you talk to, you know, a significant other about finances. It just doesn't happen the same. So it may be that through the separation and being apart, that down the road here, in a couple weeks or so, you could actually sit down and have that kind of conversation about finances and about money and how money, you know, could be used or how this or that, and then be able to build a relationship back after you've developed. Am I making sense?
Yeah, I totally understand everything you're saying. It's pretty much in my hands, and I really want to keep moving forward. So I guess I just have to focus on that, and if he's able to catch up, then so be it.
Exactly, and if you're going to sit, you know, and have lunch together and communicate back and forth across the table, not as a couple about finances, but as a couple of friends who could communicate about it, that may be how he could start getting on the as you called it, evolving path. It's not something that's within him to want to do on his own.
Yeah, I hear you.
There's also a couple other issues that you guys have, and a little bit of it. They're showing me different types of lifestyles, as in how you like to do things in the home, too, has created a stress. And that would be something else that you would have to come to an understanding on.
Got it. I feel like the biggest thing is that there's some childhood issues that probably need to be healed, more so on his side, even though I have my own. But I've been dealing with them. I don't feel like he really tackles his. And I really feel like that's at the core of a lot of the things that we've been going through.
It could very well be. It could be very. Did he have, and I know we're not talking about him, and I know this is not a reading for him, but it feels like he had some abandonment stuff that he's really working on.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and in your case, do you want to be a rescuer, is that what I'm hearing?
Nope.
Is do you want to be the, and I don't feel that's where you're going. That's kind of where I was implying when I was talking about issues within the house other than that. And I've also, I believe when we talked last time, they talked about kids and how we needed to find that inner child, correct?
I think so, yes.
And that's one of the things that's really important to him, is to be able to go back to that place, but he's not there to want to go back yet. He hasn't found that need to go back. You've done that. You've gone back and you've done exercises to do that. You've done meditations with it.
Yep.
He's not.
Okay.
And I know it's kind of hard when you're in relationships and they have that separating point, and it hurts. It's a grieving process that has to be gone through. And what I want to share with you is, don't get caught up in the grieving process as a negative. Look at the beauty, too, that came from the relationship and from the friendship that you share. And can you still remain friends? And if you can, how that can be a blessing, and how maybe, you know, as a friend rather than as a partner, you can help him be able to move into that place where he can deal with some of that, those issues, those situations that to us might look like he'll never get there. But as a friend, and maybe put the prayer out and the meditation out that a person will come across his path that can help him.
Yeah,
that can
I do that.
Get to that point.
I really do that.
Yeah. That's what I'm really feeling. That's a good direction to head. That's a good way and a good focus point for you.
Okay, will do.
All right. Sorry I didn't have better news, but that's what they were saying.
No, but I appreciate everything because it just kind of helps me know that I'm doing the right thing.
And making the right decisions and crossing the right bridges that you need to cross.
Yeah. I do have a quick question, though, and I know this might seem premature, but in the future, do you see that I will find the person?
Yes. Yes. You don't even have to ask the whole question. They're saying yes. they were saying that when you started the conversation and they were saying, you know, that you were talking about that, they were saying there is somebody there for you that's going to be an equal partnership person.
Got it. Good to know.
They're actually showing me that you're going to actually meet this person in probably 4.5 months.
Wow. I guess I'm ready. Been doing a lot of work, so.
You know, and that's where we have to be. We have to be in that awareness and celebrating where we've been and honoring where we've been and saying, okay, now I need the newness. I need that freshness. I need that, you know, breath of fresh air, and I need somebody who's equal to me.
Yeah.
And I see it there. I'm seeing in about 4.5 months, your meeting's going to be almost in a little bit of an unusual manner. It's almost going to be comical when you guys sit back and talk about it later down the road that, you know, it's really cute how we met, da-da-da-da-da, that kind of thing. There's going to be an unusualness enough about it that you're going to know that that's a sign within yourself and within your heart that this is that meeting that you are looking for.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, April.
Thank you for calling, and allow yourself to process through the grief of the breakup. Don't hold on.
I know.
Allow yourself to see the good in it and see the bad in it. See the ugly in it and see the beautiful in it. Always end your thought processes on a positive. So if you're having a thought process, always make sure that it's on a positive so that you can go forward with the healing and not carrying the negative with you through the rest of the day. And I always tell people when they're doing it to go through the process, time it. I'm only going to allow myself to dwell on this for this long.
Got it. Then
I make yourself move beyond it.
Got you.
It really helps in the process. I know when I was going through the loss of my husband, that one of the only tools that was really beneficial to me was, okay, you're allowed to have this time right now to be where, you know, that type of thing. It helped me tremendously to be able to keep myself grounded, centered, and focused and moving forward on my path.
Got you. I will do that.
All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. As we're working and we're learning how to celebrate our lives, who we are, where we've been, what we've been through, what has been the many beautiful things that have happened in our lives, that's one of the things that they've been really sharing with me this week is how do we share that beauty? How do we find that inner beauty of who it is we are? What do we have to contribute, the beauty that is us? And that's the key is looking within yourself. We can't find it necessarily through a partner or through the possessions that we have, but finding it within ourselves, going within the internal part of ourselves and finding that beauty, knowing that no matter what, no matter where we are, no matter who we are, we have that inner beauty. We are and can celebrate that beauty of our lives and our beauty within that place in our lives. Sometimes things will happen that seem like they're defeative or they're not what we would feel like is the happiest moment right now, but yet down the road when we can look at the beauty of that situation and that experience, we can know that we've reached that point because we've allowed the beauty to take us there. We've allowed healing to come through that awareness of celebrating our lives, celebrating that we are alive, we are moving forward, and we have the knowledge and the ability within ourselves to be who it is we need to be, and that we can trust the decisions that we've made because they're the decisions that have come from within. And when we go within, that's where we're finding that celebration, that's where we're finding that beauty, that's where we're finding that hope. And moving strongly into that place of inner beauty, inner awareness, inner awakening, and knowing that when we get those little messages that might say, it's time to end this relationship because there's not a balance, end this relationship because there's not each person giving equally and we're not moving forward and that type of thing. But then there's also those times where we may feel like we need to stay in a relationship, offering help and hope to the other individual as they're trying to get on their path and as they're moving forward, and we need to learn how to use our word and the gift within ourselves to help bring this person along as well, and how to encourage this person in their place and in their space too. So there's two sides of the coin. There's always listening to that internal voice, listening to that internal guidance that's going to give us that little bit of inner knowing, because we can celebrate the fact that we are going to be aware of and being working with our inner selves, finding the truth of what it is that we each individually need to do. The answer to each question is going to be different for each person, because each person moves forward on their walk in a place and in a way that is specifically individualized as each individual is individuals. So it's such a neat and such a cool journey. And even though sometimes it might hurt, and maybe sometimes we feel like, you know, this is really a tough place to be, knowing how to walk through that, knowing how to go inside of ourselves and finding those answers and finding the way makes it possible for us to celebrate life, celebrate the newness of each moment, each second of each day as we're going through it. Another message that I'm hearing is to do some grounding. They're saying doing grounding for healing, being able to put yourself centered, focused, and allow yourself to connect with Mother Earth, drawing that energy up into your body. And as you're going through some of the situations that are going to come up, because that's what our life is about, is learning and growing and experiencing. And as we're in that place, pulling up the energy that we need to have the strength to do what it is we have to do, the strength to make the decisions that we have to make, the strength to go forward with the decisions that we've made, and the blessings that are flowing with and through that grounding, through that connection with Mother Earth, visualizing yourself going to the core and just drawing up that healing, wonderful energy that can be brought up through grounding, and allowing it to flow through our bodies, recharging our bodies. I've shared this example numerous times, but they're showing it to me once again. Just like kids when they're playing and they're out and you're playing and you're playing and you're playing and you're playing and you're getting tired and you want to relax for a minute, but if you know you go home, there's a good chance you're going to have to stay in, or you're going to have chores to do or this or that. So what do we instinctively know as young people to do? We know to lay down on the ground. We know to play with a blade of grass, maybe knock a pebble around with our fingers. We know to instinctively know as a youth to connect with the earth. That's what they're saying when they're saying ground, 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 ground. When you're going through any of these kind of situations that will come up in life, such as separations, anything that's going to cause a grief or cause, you know, loss of jobs, loss of loved ones, loss of friends, those type of things, you know, misplacing a special item. Those are all forms of grief and forms of needing to have this type of awareness, this grounding, 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 connecting to the earth, getting yourself recharged. And they're showing me everybody standing in a big circle with this mud puddle and actually squishing mud between your toes. They want you to connect to that extent where you can feel the earth. You are so aware of the energy of the earth as you're grounding and pulling this energy up into your body to recharge, to allow yourself to kind of have that childlike energy of playing in the mud, playing in that, feeling it squishing between your toes, that type of energy. They want us all to get recharged. They want us all to be able to build ourselves back up and yet have fun. You know, when we were little, it was kind of cute. My daughter came over the other day and she was just, look at my truck. And she was just all stressed about it. And I looked at it and it was just, it had mud pies put on it. And I looked at my little granddaughter and she just kind of smiled at me. And I said, It felt good to play with Mother Earth, didn't it, honey? And her mother looked at me, and it was kind of cute because I said, honey, even though, yes, it's not a good thing that she puts mud on your truck, and yes, there is a lesson to be learned on that, she still knows to ground. She still knows to draw that energy from the earth. Those are the kind of things that we can all learn and experience. And watching children, they'll give us examples. They'll give us ways because they're still so connected with the reality and the simpleness. They don't allow the clutter of adult life, the clutter of responsibilities to get in the way. And allowing ourselves to heal ourselves in that manner, allowing ourselves to be gentler with ourselves. I'm hearing critical. A lot of people are using words that are so critical on themselves that they feel like they're defeated, and that puts them in a negative space or a hurt space or a space of sorrow. And that's contrary to celebrating life and seeing the beauty that's deep, deep within us that springs out for everybody else and for ourselves and for our path. Allow yourself that grounding time. I'm also hearing balance, that there needs to be a balance, that sometimes we get so wrapped up into everything that's going on around us that we forget to balance it out with that meditation time. We forget to balance it out with that grounding time. That grounding and balance kind of go hand in hand. They're showing me two parts of the body, the left side and the right side. And they're saying that sometimes we get so wrapped up in the activities that are going on in the left side that we forget that the right side is there wanting to take part as well. And how important it is to bring that balance, how important it is to find that connection within ourselves, to be able to be balanced, to be able to be strong and move forward within that balance, within that strength. They're saying draw from the highest good. Draw from the energy of that which is for your highest good. When you're making decisions, when you're going through different processes, and as you're celebrating the different things that have happened, draw from the highest good. I know there's a friend of mine who just recently received word that they're not going to remain together as a couple. And I know that on one party's end of it, there's pain and there's sorrow and there's suffering, and there's that needing that balance, needing that grounding, needing that ability to bring themselves back to that balance, drawing from their highest good. And then the other person who, even though they've initiated I just don't feel that I should stay in this relationship, they're still feeling the same types of things, but in their own little different manners and different ways, but drawing from that highest awareness, that highest good, that no matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, that when you're drawing from divine source, when you're drawing from that which is your highest good, which is your life path, then you can stand with confidence and know, I made the decision that I made because I was connected to that highest good. We can stop questioning ourselves. We can stop saying, was this the right thing to do? Should I have gone there? Should I have bought this? Should I have done that? When we know that we're drawing from highest good energy and we're balanced and we're grounded and we're centered, that those are the messages that they're trying to give us right now, today, here, in this place, as we're celebrating life. Looking for that true inner beauty. Looking within ourselves. Finding the place within ourselves where we can connect, where we can be blessed, where we can know the decisions that we make are the decisions we made because we're grounded, we're centered, we're focused. We're not working off of the cuff of emotion. We're not working off of just a jerk reaction. We're actually working off of the grounding and the energy that comes with that balance that we're experiencing within ourselves. They're really, really stressing, so important, how everybody needs to look at things from the highest good. Maybe what is good for me is not good for you. That's where we go within. That's where we go inside of ourselves, and we allow the masters and the teachers to guide us and direct us, and the wings of the angels, as maybe they fold around us and protect us and give us that comfort and that guidance. those are the blessings. Those are the beautiful things that come when we do ground, when we do have balance, and when we are connected with our highest good. I've had the question asked, how do I know if I've operated from the highest good? Trust. Learn to trust within yourself that where you're at, what you're doing, and how leadings are coming in and how guidance is there for you, that it is for your highest good, and you can trust that and know it. Trust, 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 trust. I'm hearing that word over and over and over again. Learn to trust that you are being guided by your guides. Learning to trust that the masters are there right beside you. They came in with you. Your spirit guide has come in with you to help lead you and direct you and guide you. And it's okay to follow that. It's the right thing to do. Follow what you're being led and learn to trust it. And if you need to make changes, make changes. If you need to keep moving forward on the path that you decide on, move forward with the path that you decide on. But follow that guidance which is within yourself when you go within and when you connect with Source. And listen. Listen to that small voice. Listen to that guidance that might come to that as a thought, or it might come as a message as I'm seeing somebody driving down the road and a billboard that's lit up actually has words on it that mean the same message as their decision made. To be an awareness of it, to bring an awareness of the fact that yes, trust where you're at, trust in the knowledge that you're going forward with. I'm also hearing that there's somebody who needs to move beyond their four walls. Somebody is holding themselves within their own confinement. They're holding themselves trapped as prisoners within their own space, prisoners within their own thoughts, prisoners within their own actions. They're showing me that you need to move beyond your own four walls. Take that step of faith. Take that step outside of your comfort zone. You've been questioning something and you don't want to do it and you don't want to move forward with it because it takes you outside of your comfort zone. And they're wanting you to move beyond your comfort zone. Get out of those four walls. Get out into the experiencing the experiences and step forward. I keep hearing step forward, step forward. Move beyond the four walls. Move beyond the confinements of your space. Movement. You need to actually put physical movement to this. You can sit there in your chair with your feet up in a reclined position and move out spiritually, but that's not going to help you. You need to physically get yourself up. You need to physically put your shoes on, physically become aware of opening the door and moving outside of those walls. It's almost drawn you into a state of deep depression, and that's not for your highest good. That's not for the right place to be. You need to move outside of your four walls, they're saying. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the mental processes. Don't overthink things. Don't spend all your time in your head. They're saying, get up. Move, get out, go do things, get outside of the comfort zones that you've allowed to be created for yourself. Move beyond the comfort zones. Move beyond this. I'm hearing it over and over again. Get outside of the four walls, moving forward. Move your body. Allow yourself to walk. Walk from your porch to the end of the block or the end of your driveway. Move yourself. Move your physical bodies. They're showing me that we've become very technologically dependent to the point where it's easier to just get up, run out the door, hop in your car and drive when maybe you're going to go to your neighbor's house, which is five houses down the street. Why not walk? Why not exercise? Why not give yourself your body? If there's no reason you're not going to slip on the ice and fall, or you're not going to go into heat exhaustion, take a bottle of water with you, five houses down isn't that far. Go ahead and take a walk. Get that movement going. Get that oxygen flowing through your body. Don't depend on transportation. Don't depend on technology to make even the simplest little journeys and the simplest little runs. And the other night here, as I was preparing to get ready to be done for the evening, and I always go check the mail in the evening, and I thought, oh, I'm going to hop in the truck and go check the mail. And as I stood there and looked, I thought, that is so silly. Why do I get in a vehicle when I could walk? that half mile down and the half mile back and allow my body to be recharged and allow the oxygen to begin flowing through my body and the circulation to begin pumping, moving, and circulating in the body like it's supposed to. And I kind of chuckled at myself, and I thought, wow, that is just so profound that here I'm sitting here in a place where I could very easily do that and know that I'm okay. Why not do it? And that's what they're trying to stress today, is that reality of where we're at in time and space and where we're at within our lives and within our being. Move forward with that. Get the movement going. Get yourself out of your comfort zones, off of the comfortness of the chair and the cushions on the relaxing. There's a time for that, but not all the time. I'm hearing divide the spoils. I'm not sure what this is about. It feels like there is a sibling, almost like a sibling disagreement going, that you have someone who has passed and you have an estate, and I'm hearing this, the terms to share with you is to share the spoils. That don't be greedy, you're having trouble following the requests of the will, you're having trouble following the requests of the person who had passed because you feel like you are the heir and you should be the one who gets everything. They're telling me to tell you to share the spoils, that there is things there that should be shared. What I'm hearing is, for example, you may have lost your husband, and your husband and you had many things that were yours together, but it feels like in the possessions that there could be, for example, a ring that had been a gift to this person from a sibling or from a child or something like that, and they have come and they've said, I would like to have that ring back because I had given it to him, and now that he's gone, I would like to have that back. Share that spoil is what they're saying. And it doesn't hold any value to you. It doesn't hold any sentimental value to you. Let it go. I'm also seeing something so trivial as like a belt buckle. If there's something that could have a very special place for someone else in the relationship that they had with this person, share the spoils. Share what's there. Don't get so wrapped up in this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. But yet on the same token, they're saying don't give away the barn. Don't give away the farm. There's the word they're giving me. Don't give away the farm. But know that you can share the spoils with giving back maybe a gift that were given that would have a keepsake to them, not just, you know, oh, you gave them a T-shirt for Christmas, so I'm going to give you back this Ratty Tatty T-shirts. No, they're saying giving back those sentimental, special things that are gifts that were given. He's really bringing in the message. He's showing me a belt buckle. He's showing me a ring. He's showing me a hat collection, a collection of baseball hats that are in an area that they serve no purpose to you. They're just going to be keepsake memories of him. But when in reality he has a grandson who would benefit tremendously from having those in his space as he's remembering his grandfather. These are the types of things. I'm seeing it split between two grandsons. They're saying do this type of giving and loving because through that you're going to receive back more giving and loving. And your husband who has passed is really wanting you to know that this is something that he wishes. This is something that he asked you about and he spoke with you about prior to his departure. You had time that you shared together before he passed, and he mentioned different things that he would like to have go to different people, but you're just having trouble letting go. And he's saying, please let go. Please share the spoils. Please don't get caught up in the fact that I'm gone and you're not being able to give to others. Please do. Please share that back with the family. He's also showing me that there's something about orchard trees around the property. I'm seeing a lemon tree. I'm even actually seeing limes. there's something about the property, that there's some gifts within the property that could be shared. It's almost like when the lemon tree would be ready and he'd go pick the lemons, that he would always gift some of the lemons to other people. He would like for you to carry that on. He would like for you to do the same thing. I'm also seeing peaches. I'm seeing the what are the ones that aren't real fuzzy? I'm seeing that. And he's saying, make it a blessing, be a blessing to others as I tried to be a blessing to others. Don't hold on to me through holding on to the things that could be blessings to other people. I'm hearing it again, share the spoils, share what the blessings are there, share it, allow it to go out. I'm seeing a rather large spider, and this spider is showing me the web. The significance of this being in the web, that we all weave the path that we're on, that with spider we can know that we can move forward with our paths. I'm not sure why they're showing me this message. I'm not sure who this is for, but know that you can weave your webs and that everything is going to be fine, that you can make for yourself what you need. You can do for yourself what you need. They're also showing me that with spider, that you can go into places that you could never go into on your own, but with the energy of spider, you can go into these places. You can know and see and experience things that you couldn't. Something about drawing from the energy of spider. I'm not sure if somebody's looking for totem animal energy or if somebody has come across a situation that they've experienced a spider energy type of connection. They're just showing me spider energy and the importance of connecting with that energy that comes with spider medicine. They're saying, read a book on spider. Find out as much details as you can about spider and how it can help. They're saying, we can help everyone on their path. If anybody who's listening to this, read about spider. Open up if you can get a hold of one of the, like an Animal Speaks book or Totem Animal books or anything like, you know, any of those type of readings that you can get your hands on, read about the medicine that spider carries. This is a message for everyone that's listening to the program. I'm not hearing any one specific person that this message is for. Realize the energy that comes with spider and allow it to become a part of you. Allow yourself to connect with that energy. Allow yourself to see the voice of what spider is trying to give to you as you're moving forward. And once again, that you can go into places where you could never go unless you had the energy of spider, where spider could take you to places where you couldn't go. Something about the energy of that is really important to people as they're going through some of the processes of their everyday lives. I have a woman in who has come in energetically. She's showing me this little bit of lineup of what looks like maybe teddy bears. What she's saying is gift of love, gift of love. Share the gift of love. When she was alive, she went through a process where she created this. I'm seeing it as like a business. I'm seeing it as something that she did for others through these little bears, and that they were considered gifts of love, gifts of hope, gifts of encouragement, gifts of love. I keep hearing that. And that she has passed, and that somebody has sat there and looked at the collection that she has had of these little bears, and there is paperwork that can be found in a file drawer. In the file drawer, it's actually going to say Gift of Love is the title on the file cabinet drawer's little tab. And it states that this is the gift of love that you want to carry forward. I see that I have a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, April. It's Novella from Canada. How are you?
I am spectacular. How about you?
Good. Just actually a little sick today, but getting better.
Drawing that healing energy from the earth.
Yeah, just the medications that I'm on is not agreeing with me right now, but
okay.
It'll pass.
How can I help you?
I know. It's just one of those things, you know. I just wanted to know, I've been working on just trying to hear the voice, you know, my higher self talking with me, and I'm just wondering what kind of meditations might help open that up more.
The message that they've been giving strongly with the program today, excuse me, is the gift of drawing in from Mother Earth, allowing yourself to meditate, allowing yourself to connect with that quietness, and getting to the point where all the distractions and the concerns of life and external forces being in the way, and I'm really hearing that strongly with you, external forces that may be in your way, find a way to shut yourself away from that. Allow yourself to find a specific time, a specific place where you can go and create this connection time.
Okay, perfect. Well, actually, I do it around 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
Isn't that the greatest time to get quiet?
I love it. The quietest time in the day, or night, I should say.
Exactly.
Well, that's good, because I do a lot of walking in nature and hugging trees and touching plants, and I do get a lot of relief from that.
What they're showing me is that you can also hear the message from the vegetation if you'll listen. If while you're out and you're out in nature, it's kind of comical here. They're showing me the example of here. When we mow the lawn, I have a thing about I really love my property to look really cared for, because I feel that the plants need to be cared for, and I feel that, you know, everything needs to be loved just as much as I would love my children. And it's kind of funny, because when it comes time to mow the lawn, I actually have to leave, because I can just hear the grass just, you know.
Are they crying? She got me.
No. It's so funny.
I'm kidding. I know what you mean, though. Everything's connected.
Exactly.
You feel it.
And that's what they're showing me to share with you is, begin hearing through the voice of nature. Begin hearing through the voice of the trees, through the wind as it goes through the trees, through the sounds of the rocks. You can pick up
great.
A rock and you can just hear history when you connect with
rocks
it in that way.
Oh, well, that's just in my my wants anyways, because I love all that stuff, so it's not an effort for me.
And I think what they're going to do is they're going to show you that you can hear and be more aware of that inner self once you start connecting with the nature and with that physical out there kind of sound, because it is a reality then. And, you know, when you pick up a rock and all of a sudden you can hear a rock telling you about what the earth was like 1,000 years ago, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And then you can
I can't wait. I should have done that instead of go to school. I think I would have learned a lot more. you know what I mean?
I totally
you get all this, all these facts that don't mean anything to me. Anyway, thanks
a
lot for your time.
To go in ourselves and say, man, if I could hear a rock talk like that, and it'll
come
through
a quick
little
flash,
it'll come through a picture that you'll see in your mind or something that you'll hear. You'll begin to have that awareness of, man, if I can hear a rock that easy, I can hear myself.
The first time I hear a rock talking to me, I'll call you, April.
Do that, because I guarantee they will.
I will. thanks a lot.
You can create
bye-bye.
That quiet time and that quiet
Thank
space
you.
Within your reality. That's also within yourself, being able to shut down all of the outside influences within yourself. So, you know, like one of the biggest problems we have when we go into trying to meditate is quieting the mind, being able to bring ourselves to that shh and stopping all of that external thought and noises. That's all a part of it. Is our caller gone? Our caller must be gone. I'm going to go ahead and continue with the message that they were sharing with me about the gift of love. I'm hearing that gift of love. This person created these teddy bears to give as a gift of love. That as we give, she gave this, and you have found this. There we go. I've got the connection much stronger now. As she gave these as a gift of love to other people, you have found this. And in a filing cabinet drawer, you're going to find more information on this. And she would love to have you continue to carry on that gift of love. She wants you to carry on the work that she did, the making of these little bears. If it's too much for you to make them, look at what angles are there, because there's people in this little drawer that you can connect with that are going to help you be able to do and to carry on the mission and the process that she went through that was known as the gift of love. I'm seeing these little bears. It almost feels like these little bears were gifts that were given to, like, children when they would go into, like, if they had to go in for a surgery or if they had to go in for some kind of medical care. I'm seeing, like, I'm seeing what looks like a medical facility. They're showing me that type of setting, that going into that awareness, going into that arena, and that's where she would take these gifts and they would be gifted to these children. I'm seeing what I would translate into children who may be suffering from some terminal situations. This was her, one of her gifts of love. This was one of the things that she would share. She is asking, please carry this gift forward. Please carry these gifts of love forward. There's information in that filing cabinet. She keeps going back to the filing cabinet in this drawer, in this slot, that's going to tell you where to go, who to contact, and how to keep this gift of love going. It may be the type of thing where you may need to hand this off to someone else, but she really wants this to be brought forward and to carry on. Keep that project going. Keep the project moving forward. Use the resources that she has left in the filing cabinet. Don't just discard the filing cabinet, but look in the filing cabinet. There's some really strong importance there. I'm seeing some light workers, and there's an energy around light workers that they're asking that we, anybody who works in love and light and healing and bringing in that higher vibration, that they want you to set aside a specific time of meditation to bring in the higher vibration that light workers unite, light workers join together, light workers bring the healing in through meditation, that there's really going to become a call to hold a vigil of meditation as a light worker, carrying those words forward. You've been feeling impressed to do this. A number of you have been feeling impressed to do this, but have kind of thought that this is just something within yourself, within your own mind, within your own creation. The guides are telling me to share with light workers, carry a meditation of healing forward, and as you join and as you bring this vigil together, great healing is going to come to the lands, to the people, to the waters, to the vegetation, to light workers join. I'm hearing light workers unite. Bring that energy together. Go start a meditation time. If you have felt like, well, I should contact so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, I know they do the same type of work I do, and we need to join together to do a meditation, make that contact and ask them to join forces with you and ask them to come together. And maybe every Friday evening at 7 o'clock, you all would agree that in your time and space, you're going to take 15 minutes and have a meditation of bringing in love, light, and healing, and starting it at home individually and then expanding it out to your families, then expanding it out to your relatives, and then expanding it out to your cities, expanding it out to your states, expanding it out to the country, and then globally allowing this energy to expand out. They're really showing me the importance of uniting our hearts in energy of love, light, and healing. I'm also hearing that they're saying to, there's a few people who operate and do healing work and do love and light work, and we'll call them light workers as the messages come in with. They're saying, don't give up. There's a couple folks who feel like, they just kind of feel like they've been defeated. They're almost like in burnout. They're almost like totally at a point of exhaustion. They're saying, don't give up. Know that you can move forward. Know that you can make a difference, that you are here for a purpose, to bring messages forward. Don't give up. Don't forsake who you are, even though if you feel like your community has turned their back on you and almost begun to treat you in a negative manner. Don't give up. Follow that love path, that light path that's been put before you, knowing that you are here for that purpose, to share that message of healing, to share that message of light. They're saying, don't give up. Don't allow yourself to give up. They're once again, they're showing me that spider energy. Allow yourself to weave that creation, weaving your path, weaving your where you're at. Maybe it's time to relocate. There's somebody that needs to relocate, and you're fighting it tooth and nail. It's a comfort zone. You want to stay there because it's a comfort zone. I know everybody here, you're saying. They're saying, yes, we know that you do, but you can reestablish and you can recreate where you're at. That you've done the work that you needed to do where you're at, and now it's time to relocate. Don't fight it. Don't push the river. Allow yourself to move into that healing. Allow yourself to go to that place, into that reality, and don't give up. Allow yourself the privilege of moving, that it's important that you do. I'm also hearing that when you're in that place of feeling like you want to throw your hands in the air, and this is not just for light workers, this is for everyone out there, when you have that feeling going on within yourself that you're overcome and you just, I can't go on anymore, I just feel so defeated, look inside of yourself, find your own inner beauty, find who it is you are, find that connection that you have with your source, with your divine source, with your God source. Find that leading and that guiding within yourself. Learn to listen and to trust what it is you're hearing. Learn to quiet all of the exterior noise. Learn to quiet everything going on around you and allow yourself to find that inner balance, that inner peace, ground, connecting to the earth, connecting to the things of the earth. And allowing yourself to be recharged, allowing yourself to be re-strengthened, allowing yourself to be brought back into a balance. And when you can find that, know that you can move forward with the confidence and the voice that is your higher calling, your higher good. Know that it's there. It's that quieting ourselves. If we can't quiet ourselves, we can't hear the message. And so, like I talked about in one of the programs, when we talked about meditation, how important it is to get the mind to be quiet so that we can move forward, so that we can hear what it is that they're trying to tell us, and we can experience and know what it is they're trying to tell us. I also want to say that when you're doing that exercise, focus and center, and if you feel so overcome and so overwhelmed, talk to somebody about it. Don't just carry it within yourself and not seek out counsel with someone who can help. Somebody like myself, when you can call and talk to us or send us an email and set up a time to talk, or other people who offer the gift of healing and the gift of love and the gift of light, and or go see a therapist of some sort. Don't hold yourself or allow yourself to stay in that point of quiet and absorbing all of that energy just within yourself. Allow yourself to get the help that you need through grounding with the earth, through the balancing. But also, if you need to speak to someone else, please do. Please make those contacts, because that's why we're here. That's why many of us do what we do, and we share the messages that we share with people. I see that we're beginning to approach the top of the hour, and I want to thank everybody for listening to the program. I want to thank the many guides and the many teachers and the visitors who have come in today. I want to thank the callers that have called today, and I want to send them love and light and healing and blessings. And once again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and check out our website, whitewolfapril.com, and see what we have under the products, if there's anything there that it would be maybe a gift, something that could be a gift to helping you move forward in your life. And if you need to send me a brief little question, if you wanted to call but couldn't get through or you didn't feel comfortable calling, that's okay. Go ahead and send me a brief little message at April@whitewolfapril.com. I'll be happy to answer them and spend some time with you. And until next week, when we get together and we can share on Monday, may your weekend move forward with being blessed with love, light, hope, health, abundance, and joy. Until then.